to another session of the School of Thought Lunch and Learn. Our topic today is mind your business, the business you've been neglecting. Now, I want to clarify what I mean when I say mind your business, because I'm not talking about staying quiet or, you know, passive, don't give your opinion and stuff like that. I'm talking about literally minding your business. Many of us have been extremely productive, just not in the right business. We are experts in other people's lives. We have remarkable clarity about what other people should wear and what their hair should look like, how they should parent and how they should run their marriage and how they should run their church, how they should spend their money. We are articulate. We are confident. We are passionate when it comes to someone else's business. Our vision is crystal clear. But when it comes to our business, we go blind. Now, here's the problem. When it's time to articulate who you are, what you carry, what your vision is, what your assignment is, what your business should become, suddenly, there's confusion, hesitation, delay, frustration. Not because you lack capacity, but because your attention has been invested somewhere else. As a certified brain coach, let me share what actually is happening to the brain when you focus on other people's lives. The brain is operating from the limbic system, which is the emotional part of the brain. That's where your reaction is located, your compassion, your judgment. It's where your attention-seeking pattern is. This part of that brain is fast, emotional, opinionated, reactive. It feels productive, but it's not profitable. That's why criticizing others can feel kind of stimulating. Feel good about telling someone off how you feel while producing no personal growth. Understand that your vision, clarity, and long-term success are governed by the prefrontal cortex, which is your executive function, planning, self-regulation, future-oriented thinking. This part of the brain requires intention, discipline, quiet focus, self-awareness. You cannot access vision while living in other people's business. When you stop monitoring others, you free your mental resource to build yourself. Every time you redirect your attention inward, it reflects instead of react. When you question your own patterns, and you discipline your focus, you are literally strengthening the neural pathways for clarity. You are activating your executive function. You are training the brain to build instead of tearing down. This is not spiritual. This is mental leadership. Your first business is not your LLC. It's not your ministry. It's not your brand. Your first business is your mind. Your brain is the headquarters. Your mindset is the operating system. Your thoughts are the employees. Your beliefs are the policies. And many people are trying to build wealth externally while their internal business is undermanaged. That's not a resource issue. That's a focus issue. It means focusing on other people's vision, other people's business, instead of focusing on what's inside of you. Some of us have been so busy in our calendar, mining other people's opinion, mining other people's lives, mining other people's wealth, mining other people's success, especially in the church. We know what the pastor income limit should be, what they should do or not, what they should do with the tithe, how they should live, how they should spend their money. But here's my question to you. Who are you accountable to what you are carrying? It's a question you need to answer to yourself. Know that God is watching a different ledger. God is not auditing your opinion about others. He's looking at your stewardship. He's asking you, what have you done with the ideas that I gave you? What have you done with the gifts that I place inside of you? What have you done with the time, mind, creativity, and resources I entrusted to you? Your wealth that you've been praying and asking for is inside of your mind. Wells don't produce without digging. They don't flow without effort. They don't surface without focus. But you can't dig your well while you're standing in somebody else's field. The same way you see others build successful businesses, healthy marriages, financial stability, maximizing their power of influence. Guess what? You can do the same, but not by watching them, not by criticizing them. It happens when you mind your discipline, your thought, aligning your mindset with God's blueprint for your life. When you are truly busy minding your business, you won't have the time or the emotional energy to manage someone else's. This is the season for adjustment. A season to ask yourself the following. Is my mind aligned with my purpose? Is my thinking aligned with my destiny? Is my daily focus aligned with what I say I want? Because success doesn't start with visibility. It starts with eternal order. So what do? Stop managing lives that you don't own. Stop financing other people's opinions. Stop neglecting the most valuable business you carry. Okay? Thank you for joining me on this business journey, minding your business journey. If you receive any value that caused you to be more focused on your number one business, be sure to like and comment and share the video. Become one of my marketing angels and share it with your friends and family. All right? If you have not subscribed to my YouTube, this is the time to do that. Click subscribe for more wisdom nugget. Don't forget to grab my book. Yeah, The Power of Your Words. It is amazing. Amazing. It's on Amazon. You will know the power of your words so you could start this minding business journey. Okay? Amazon, The Power of Your Words. And check out my website, hannahjosray.com, and stay connected with upcoming classes and workshops. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, your mind is your business. Your focus is your capital. Your discipline is your profit margin. Mind your business and watch your life produce. Shalom.